Oh no! Oh, this is. They told me there was going to be a. It's. Oh, my heart patters. It's Bob Dylan.
That's Bob Dylan, president of the brokerage firm Dylan Reed.
Dylan Reed.
Yeah, which I just bought with my buddy Lou Reed.
Oh, really? So you're into finance?
That's right. I mean, I don't take like a lot of charts and papers out, you know, and like spread them around on the floor, you know, try to figure out the Elliott wave or anything like that. I figure the market is out there before I come along. I just kind of pick up on the trend, you know, and put it down. It's sort of like that, you know.
I can hardly speak. I'm so surprised. Have you got a song for us about it?
Yeah, I do. You know, and I also would like to say to people out there, if you're thinking about estate planning, we got a new estate planning expert coming in, Mr. Jerry Garcia.
Well, then you'll be grateful when you're dead,
right? Here's a song. It's called The Interest Rates. They are a-changing. Come businessmen and farmers throughout the land. Call up your stockbrokers as quick as you can. Your bonds and securities are beyond your command. The Fed is rapidly tightening. Get your cash in the metals and out of Japan. For the interest rates, they are a-changing.
Oh, Bob Dylan, what can I say? Thank you so much, Bob.
The Spangled Dwarf in his bow tie. The infantry that don't ask why.
Hi, I'm Bob Dylan. Remember those fabulous 60s? The marches, the bands, the draft card burnings, and best of all, the music. Well, now Apple House has collected the finest of those songs on one album called Golden Protest. Performed by the original artists who made them famous, you'll thrill to Society's Child by Janis Ian, Pleasant Valley Sunday by the Monkees, What Have They Done to the Rain by the Searchers, In the Ghetto by Elvis Presley, Silent Night 7 O'Clock News by Simon and Garfunkel, and who can ever forget this all-time classic? Yes, it's Barry McGuire's immortal Eve of Destruction. And of course, my own Masters of War, all for the incredibly low price of $3.95. And if you order now, you'll also receive a treasury of acid rock featuring Vanilla Fudge, Blue Chair, Frigid Pink, Moby Grape, The Electric Prunes, Jefferson Airplane, Lothar and the Hand People, to name but a few. Plus, as part of this special limited offer, you'll also get the best of the supergroups with Traffic, Cream, Blind Faith, Ginger Baker's Air Force, and many, many others. Yes, this is a collector's dream. Golden Protest plus two fabulous 60s albums, all for only $3.95. If you were to purchase these selections separately, they'd cost you hundreds of dollars, and many cannot be found anywhere at any price. Well, it's time for my boot heels to be wandering. But here's something that'll tell you how you can get this amazing record package.
Here's how to order this amazing record package. Just send $3.95 and check your money order plus your name and address to Apple House Box 70K South Bend, Indiana. Once again, that's $3.95 and check your money to Apple House Box 70K. Do it today.
Yes, you all recognize the saloon song from The Floating Prince by Stein. Now, here's the lilting revenge duet from Il Vino Confuso.
Non tarde morde et en porco! Chi dite? Elete! Oh, il morte!
Isn't that beautiful? It's by a great Italian composer. Yes, he's dead now, but lives on in stereo hi-fi. On this 12-inch record album of 40 great unclaimed melodies. Yes, friends, if you were to go into a record store and ask for them, they would think you were crazy. Hello, I'm Don Giovanni. And I'm proud to speak for the Musical Heritage Surplus Club of Hong Kong. Wouldn't you like to raise the level of your home? Bring your family closer together around the hi-fi, listening to such immoral pieces of art like Bidet's The Fountain or The Duke's Duet from Il Schizofreno. Yes, friends, if you act now, we'll include at absolutely no cost to anyone this collection of 40 familiar sound effects. Who can forget? And remember? And Well, friends, they're all yours. Yes, sirree, friends, and if you act in time, we'll throw in this three-record boxed bonanza of timeless big band hymns. Titles like In a Persian Melon, My Spanish Suitcase, The Happy Plunderer, Waltz for Three People, and The Hawaiian Hallucination Song. A cultural landslide to fill your home entertainment center. Right now, to this address.
Right, a Chinese surplus music deal, Hollywood Box 415, California.
Bob Dylan's back with the biggest surprise of all. He's learned to sing, sing real good and real high class. He's singing opera, that's right. It's Bob Dylan at the Met.
Hear Bobby singing Oreos from Scorsese, Coppola, B-Day, all in Barbarian and German. It's just like the 60s. You can't understand a word Bob is singing, and that's when he's at his best.
It's a beautiful album with pictures of Bob wearing a turban, a cowboy hat, a yarmulke, and a crown of thorns. And who's that singing the love duet with him from Car Wash?
Joan Baez.
Jim Nabors.
So if you're a Dylan fan.
And who wasn't?
Here's one record you won't have to take to church and smash with a hammer.
Available at Kraft's Last Tapes, The Cutout Circus, and all 93 Shoplifters Markets.
It's Bob Dylan.
At the Met.
I don't know if you saw this story, but the legendary Bob Dylan is not bitching about the Masters of War these days. He's doing something else. He's coming out with his own line of whiskey. Heaven's Door is the brand. And he's not only endorsing it, he's a co-owner of the company. He's like Victor Kiam. He liked the booze so much he bought the company. They're coming out with three whiskeys that Dylan apparently personally was involved in the development of the distilling process, because as he was quoted as saying, he sent one back because he wanted it to smell, wanted it to have the, I don't know if he said the taste or the smell, of being in a wood interior. You could just buy a cabin, but no. Joining the ranks of Madonna and a lot of rappers, he becomes what, in the words of the trade paper, The Hollywood Reporter, few years back when Madonna announced a vodka deal, he joined the ranks of celebrity booze endorsers.
You've been selling some kind of glamour since 1986. Roughed up clothes, a coked up nose, all were in the mix. Now that you've got children, that don't seem so cool. So you got to pull some Jacksons to pay for private school. In the days gone by, you would have got coarser and coarser. Now you're playing it smooth. You're a celebrity booze endorser. So your demographics all grown up, they like the finer things, but a Mercedes deal's not in the cards, your DUI still clings. You're too cool to push cell phones, your designs are gone from Saks, but you can't live on ringtones and promoting foreign snacks. There's no need to shout, you're tired of waking up hoarser. Now you're playing it smooth. You're a celebrity booze endorser. The bottles are so sexy, the white goods look so clean. The whole affair's been walked upstairs. It's a brand new day, a bold new fashion scene. Oh, your face is back on billboards on the other side of town. Your brand is aspirational. You're an up without a down. Folks with a drinking problem can read the teeny print. But you're late for a photo shoot and they're paying you a mint. If you were a guide, you know you couldn't look nor serve. Now you're playing it smooth. This will keep you in shoes. You're a celebrity booze endorser. Celebrity booze endorser.
Still last week, the four of us in the Firesign Theater were invited to a holiday fundraising event at the Rising Gorge. You've heard of it? California chef Mario Bastardi's newest West Side eatery.
Well, it was called a wine testing since these vintages had been acquired haphazardly from yard sales of indicted CEOs and busted.com.
Yeah, they were offered to us by the glass, cup, or hand, and they featured Peter Sellers' estate sale recorked sherries and half-drunk bottles.
Or a barrel, a cask, or a little jar. From Sherwood Forest's Robin Hood wine.
Which went from the rich to the poor.
I tested the Jekyll and Hyde Lab shards.
Sometimes they're good, sometimes they'll kill you.
Yeah, it did taste a bit doctored.
Hey, I decanted an unlabeled bottle of Flooded Cellars Mixmaster's Choice.
Ooh.
And I took sips from a six-pack of premium vintages like Michael Jackson Nubile Moonwalk Whites and the Cabernet of Dr. Caligari.
Spooky. Since I brought my boys along, I opted to stay with the theme park rosé, the Fiddle-Dee-Dee Lake Spill Merlots, and the Roller Coaster Reds, which made my head spin.
Well, then I went on to the Pinot Cinema Noir, but I passed out after the first sip and someone stole my glass.
For dessert wines, they offered any port in a storm.
And a Godfather Grappa.
Which we couldn't refuse.
Afterwards, we sat with the owner, Mario, for a photo op and nursed some Grand Canal sparkling sewage water.
While the great man caressed a snifter of rare Loch Ness Triple X 12-year-old girly 10 years to life chocolate malt scotch. Ooh.
I think we're all still nursing a hangover.
Well, here, have some hair of the dog.
Hey, pour me a Boxer's Rebellion.
Well, I would have a borderline collie.
For me, some Rot Gutweiler.
Ooh, that's got a fight.
You know it balances on your head just like a mattress balances on a bottle of wine. Your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat.
Hey, just because you're out drinking with your friends on the stoop doesn't mean you have to be one. Step up to the many tastes of Vino Brothers wine. There's Vino White. It's dry. Add water, it's wet. Add sugar, it's a fine sherry. Add ketchup and blow in the bottle, it's a sparkling rosé. Vino Brothers. WINOBROS. Look for the bottle shaped like a paper bag.
Yeah.
that you've been talking about, a dear old friend of mine. Never tasted anything as sweet as my strawberry wine. No, 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 no,
no. We've still got some corn left.
Hey, corn, now we can make whiskey.
We've been waiting hundreds of years for this.
Just invented a Tom Collins.
Here, Injun, you want some fire water?
No. We were warned by our elders not to drink anything that would make us weak or silly.
Put it in their well.
That's not a well. It's the eye of the holy serpent mound on which you're standing.
It's a butte.
No, it's a mound.
And right purty, too. Can you move it?
But why?
Railroad's coming through.
Bottles? I got so I'd drink anything. After that, I just couldn't seem to get off this stuff. My whole career went up in smoke. There was no way I could follow the scenario written by the people who pay for your wheelchairs, General.
Listen, this bar doesn't serve anything but 69-cent bar scotch. That's all you get here.
It's good?
It's terrible.
I tell you something. I took 43 drinks waiting to get on a plane from Burbank to Oxnard yesterday.
Yeah, I waited down. That's at Interplanetary Airport Central, yes.
Right, Contrapole. Yeah, well, it's as close as possible to where I live, if you want to call that a living.
I understand. 65 drinks you took.
48, actually.
That was a good year for bar scotch.
I was absolutely destroyed. I got up to 20,000 feet, and I began to see people with weapons in the plane. Well, they were there, of course.
Oh, well.
But you can't see them until you get that far.
All right, is everybody here now? I think we can begin. The president has asked us...
President?
...to write...
God bless the president.
All right, Fred, I know we
all... God bless the president.
All right. All right. Please, gentlemen. Gentlemen, please. Is this microphone on here, please? The president has asked us to communicate with those countries who are presently growing marijuana and poppies. I know, Jimmy, that you're going to say that the artificial poppies that you give out as part of the veterans program will be affected by this. It is not true. You cannot smoke those.
No, we never.
They are inflammable, as a matter of fact. We never. Can you turn his microphone on?
Thank
you very
much.
Thank you, Senator.
Right.
As we never have we never smoke any of those poppies at all. They're for medicinal purposes and are to be swallowed whole, anyway, except for the little seeds. I think we should all get behind this effort and push him over the top and get these countries, these nasty countries, to stop growing the stuff so that we can get a market on it here at home. I think that Lucky Strike Green is going to hit the streets, right? Keep the problem in the pockets of the businessmen. That's what I say. You better believe it, friend. And let's back the president all the way up there.
I backed him yesterday into the swimming pool, and I nearly lost all of my senatorial privileges. For example, I can't go to the electric wee-wee room anymore.
Yes.
Oh, that's since the French have come, right?
Yes.
Ever since they started speaking German on the first floor, I can't get anything worthwhile to eat except a little beer brat.
Have any of you tried to run the maze on the fifth floor?
No.
I can't. They wouldn't give me a key to the fifth floor.
That's where they keep the secretary.
I live in an office that used to be Ralph Nader's.
Oh, no, really? That is a Nader. That's a pun. Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, gentlemen, I think that's really enough for today. Let's all retire into the retirement room and have a little drinky-drink.